I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
CBS This Morning showed more of the Gayle King interview with R. Kelly. Here's a part he got like super emotional again, talking about how he can't afford to pay child support. He's now been arrested for his lack of payment.
How can I pay child support? How? If my ex-wife is destroying my name and I can't work, how can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids? How?
Your ex-wife
says... Use your common sense!
Your ex-wife says you abused her, Robert.
13 years being married.
He talked about getting married and his proposal and got emotional, too.
I flew in on a helicopter.
Doing a helicopter.
On a helicopter.
Yes. Yes. Can somebody get us some tissue?
I don't want no tissue. I'm gonna leave.
No, you're doing well.
I flew in on a helicopter with a damn puppy, and I proposed to Drill, whom I was in love with, and told her, hey, look, I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. We got married. Okay? We had 3 beautiful kids.
On a damn helicopter.
Oh my gosh, the part about the puppy and then I don't want no damn tissue makes me laugh. I thought this was juicy. R. Kelly's former attorney, Ed Jensen, from his 2008 sexual abuse court case, is setting the record straight on his thoughts about him. He said he was guilty as hell, and he said, I don't think he's done anything inappropriate for years, but I'll tell you a secret as to why. I had him go to a doctor to get shots that were libido-killing shots. That's why, since 2008, he didn't get arrested for anything else, as far as, like, sexual abuse.
Who knows? And listen, I'm not saying this happens to
everybody. Oh, that guy, by the way, is on his deathbed. That's why he's saying all that. So that, to me, makes it more credible. He has nothing to lose. He's dying. So his attorney's like, you know what? He's guilty as hell. I gave him libido-killing shots so that he wouldn't rape anybody else. I don't know, man.
That's a pretty extreme accusation. That being said, though, you can say whatever you want. If you're going to die, what are they going to do?
Right.
Let you die?
I mean, I just thought that was pretty juicy. Rapper T.I. is speaking out against the new documentary on HBO, Leaving Neverland, and he said that it was made with an agenda to destroy black culture. On his Instagram, T.I. went on to say that he feels like other alleged pedophiles in Hollywood need to be brought into the spotlight as well, just like what is happening with Michael Jackson now. He voiced his thoughts on an Instagram with a video saying, what was the point again? Destroy another strong black historical legend? There's several examples of pedophilia in American history. If y'all are going to pull up old crap, we got to examine Elvis Presley, Hugh Hefner, and a whole slew of others guilty of the same, if not more. But why us all the time? There's an agenda to destroy our culture.
Now listen, I'm a white man. I'm not a black man, so I don't know, you know, black culture. But I do know that where I look at it as, sure, Michael Jackson, one of the most iconic people representing black people of all time. I don't care if you're white or black. If you did something, you're a disgrace to the human race. Forget your color. It doesn't matter. Same thing with like Bill Cosby.
Right.
Like I know people look up to him and they hold him high. If you do something creepy, you do it wrong, that they should be called out. And I'm sure all those other people they're mentioning, if they're guilty, they should be investigated too. They should all lose what they've had. Like,
yep.
I don't think it matters either way.
Yep.
I don't think it's just a tearing black people down thing. If it is, then those people are just racist themselves.
Talk radio host Howard Stern. Joe and I love Howard Stern.
Oh,
I don't love or agree with all the content he does, but I do appreciate him as the king of all media. He spoke out about Chris Cornell's death, saying that he doesn't think Cornell took his own life. He said he didn't kill himself, by the way, if you just want to know. No way. No way a good-looking guy like that who can sing like this and play guitar is going to kill himself. There's no way. Impossible. He then joked that his producer actually was responsible for his death.
So is he just kidding or does he really think that?
I don't know, but I will say, first of all, I think obviously he is a dark sense of humor when he's joking about his producer.
He has a lot of satire, yeah.
Yeah, but as far as like his death being like possibly not suicide, a lot of people think that because there's rumors that Chris Cornell knew about a lot of these Hollywood pedophile rings and that he was about to expose it, and so they killed him. So that's a rumor. His family maintains that it was suicide, but anyway, I just thought that was interesting that Howard Stern said that. And Taraji P. Henson and Ed Helms are set to star in the Netflix action comedy Coffee and Kareem, which I think is a cute name. The story centers on a cop in Detroit who reluctantly teams up with his girlfriend's 11-year-old son to clear his name and take down the city's most ruthless criminal. Ed Helms will also produce the movie for the streaming service. I cannot wait for this. I love Taraji, and I freaking love Ed Helms. I mean, Hangover, The Office.
That just sounds like an awesome radio show name. Like, if I was black and you were white, we should
Coffee
totally be.
Coffee and Cream.
Coffee and Cream in the morning.
Coming up in less than an hour, what Gail King? We talked about, you know, some more about what R. Kelly was saying, but what was Gail King really thinking during that interview? She revealed that. That's also juicy.